Hi, everybody. Welcome to our final Signature Snaps, our play of the year for 2013. Sorry for the delay on this one. The scouting combine kind of interrupted the production schedule, but we've had enough time to tally all of the votes. We have the top vote getters in each of our previous four categories, and here they are for play of the year. The top running play is Eddie Lacy's 60-yard run at Dallas in Week 15, which sparked the Packers' comeback from a 26-3 halftime deficit. A few plays after Lacy's long run, Matt Flynn hit Jordy Nelson for a touchdown pass, and the Packers were on their way back to a 37-36 victory. The top passing play is Randall Cobb's 48-yard touchdown at Chicago in Week 17. If you've seen this one once, you've seen it 100 times. 4th and 8, Packers down by a point. John Kuhn gets the block on Julius Peppers. Rodgers gets out of the pocket. Cobb is waving his hand all alone downfield, and the Packers have their third straight NFC North title. The top defensive play, and this was the closest vote of the bunch, the goal line stand at Baltimore in Week 6. The Packers stopped four consecutive Ravens runs from inside the 4-yard line. The last two came from the 1, and on 4th and goal, pick your hero. Mike Daniels, Micah Hyde, B.J. Raji, a host of players were involved, stopping Bernard Pierce on 4th and goal. The big stand preserved a 3-0 lead in a game the Packers would win by 2 points. The top special teams play is Micah Hyde's 93-yard punt return for a touchdown at Minnesota in Week 8. Now, this helped break open a close game at the Metrodome, and the rookie's 93-yarder was the Packers' longest punt return in 6 years, and it tied for the 4th longest in franchise history. There you have it, the candidates for Play of the Year for 2013. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. I have a pretty good idea what it's going to be. Thanks for watching, everybody.